You're going around the grounds with the Monday Waffle.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, welcome to Around 11 of the Monday Waffle. I'm Jack Davidson, and today I'm joined by the lovely Caddy De Haer. How are
you, mate? Thanks, Jack. I'm well. We're a bit lonesome this week.
Yeah, it's
Stampy's
just you
away,
and I.
Bonnie's away.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
Now, Round 11, as always, what an amazing round. East Perth are now on top, replacing the Swans.
They are on top on percentage, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Subi beat the Swans. East Perth beat the Demons. East Frio beat Peel. And the Falcons beat Claremont.
A few surprises there. Well, maybe not. I picked Peel, so maybe not East Frio beating Peel. Maybe that's not a surprise, but...
You like the risky ones, don't you?
I do like the risky ones, but I think I'm going to change my... change my game plan. I think I've got to go back to it.
Yeah. If you want to catch up.
Yeah.
Now, let's start with Subi and the Swans. I can't believe Subi beat the Swans after their performance last week. They lost to Claremont in an upset.
Mm.
And I had no idea if was this going to be the same Subi team that came out. You know, obviously it wasn't, and they've learnt a very, very valuable lesson from this.
That's right. Well, Subi kicked away in the last quarter, and they won 22-10, 142 to 14-10, 94. So they absolutely smashed them, I think, by 40-something points in the end there. And they're kicking at 68.8% accuracy, the Lions. So Bonnie will be very happy
yeah.
with that.
I think you found yourself a new job as stats lady. Yeah. See you later, Bonnie. Yeah, so Subi obviously came out of their funk. They hadn't won in two games. But not only that, they beat the Swans' eight-game winning streak. And I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah.
can I trust Subi? They were such a reliable team, but then they go down to Claremont. Mm. And then they beat the Swans, which is fantastic.
That's right. Well, Jason Bristow, he starred. He kicked two goals and had 23 disposals. Kyle Horsley as well, 27 disposals and kicked a goal. So... Subi boys are really getting out up there.
Yeah, they are. And not only that, Subi without their ruckman, Frank Stockley, for the second half, and Della Hunty came off late in the game as well. Mm. Moving on to East Perth, they flogged the Demons. They've just had control from the first bounce. They weren't mucking around. An 80-point win. And get this, you'll love this as the new stats lady. Callum Sinclair, outstanding. 6 goals, 21 possessions, and 13 marks.
Yeah, an absolutely brilliant game. I mean, East Perth, they went out, they kicked 10 goals to 1 in the second quarter, were up by 64 points at halftime. So just absolutely came out of the blocks, and Perth, unfortunately, couldn't stop it. And yeah, as you said, went on to win by 80 points.
Yeah, I feel a bit bad for Perth. I have a big soft spot for them. I really want them to do well, but it's a tough competition now.
Mm, that's
but
right.
Anything can happen. If Claremont can beat Subi, anything can happen.
And in a bit of Morton watch, because I do that every week, Mitch had 17 disposals and Jared had 19 and Kale, I think, was the best of the lot. He had 26 disposals but he didn't kick. He kicked 2 points.
Ah, so. Bummer. So close.
Yeah.
And on to the West Perth game. They've bounced back from last week's loss on WA Day with a win over Claremont. You know, they had a bit of heat breathing down their neck with this game, didn't they, Katie?
Yeah, they were under pressure, of course, after the loss last week to East Perth. But, you know, they didn't kick any goals in the final term. Claremont actually almost came away with it. I think they only ended up losing by,
9 points
yeah. in the end. So, yeah, but West Perth only kicking at 41.7% in terms of accuracy, so not too good.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was a massive nail-biter. West Perth, like you said, remained goalless, but Claremont kicked the only 4 goals of the fourth that term. Remarkable.
Stampy would have been jumping out of his
seat. Oh, pulling out his hair. And on to the last round, last game of the round, Peel and East Frio. Another nail-biter with Peel starting off strong, but the Sharks coming back to win the game by 25 points.
They did. It just seems like Peel can't get a break. They get out to, you know, pretty big leads, and then they just get pulled back in and they can't win.
Yeah, what, they were up by 20 points at halftime or something?
Yeah, or three-quarter time they were leading by 20-something points
yeah.
during the third quarter. So to lose, it's, yeah,
It's a bit of a shame.
A bit of a shame,
They've obviously got the skills. They just don't have the legs at the moment. Fingers crossed that carries on to next season, though, because I think they're well and truly out of the race at the moment.
And I mentioned to Scott Gumbleton as well. I think he made his return. He's one of the Freo players, and he kicked a goal, got 9 possessions in that. So, yeah, not too bad. Right now, we're talking to Freddie Clutterbuck from East Perth. So, congratulations, firstly, for the win on Saturday. East Perth are now on top of the ladder, but on a personal level, your form has been really great of late. You had 28 touches and kicked 2 goals. Can you tell us how you're feeling about your season so far?
Yeah, it was good to get a bit of a break there because we played 8 games straight first up. So we had the double bye, which was good. So got the body feeling right over the break. And, yeah, just since then, feel really good physically. And, yeah, the game's come along. The team's playing some good footy. So it's all worked out well. And, yeah, hopefully the run continues.
Yeah, you seem to be gelling really well there. And East Perth really set up the game in the second quarter, kicking 10 goals to 1. Whose game from the Royals really impressed you most?
I think Stephen Payne's been really good for us. His fitness and his running ability, like he just racks up the possessions. He's really important for us. And also, without Craig Wolf, our other captain, Brendan Lee's been really good as well. He's a good leader and he's good in the tight situations. He's able to get the clearances and gets the momentum up for us from the start. So they've both been really good.
Yeah, you guys are on top of the ladder now, and you've had a few sort of interesting games, some really good games too. Do you find now that you're up to round 11 that you've found your form and you're hitting your stride and you're peaking at the right time?
I think we're getting a lot more consistent. I think we're a bit up and down at the start of the year. But as we sort of gelled together with the West Coast blokes and obviously the East Perth blokes adjusting to a bit of a new game style and all that sort of stuff, it's all sort of coming together. I guess the exciting thing is that we've got heaps of improvement left as well. So it's certainly not a finished product just yet. But, yeah, we'll keep working at it and hopefully peak in September, I suppose.
Now, here at the Monday Waffle, we like to do our tips. Unfortunately, I'm not very good at it. But at the start of the year, we picked Bernie Naylor medalist, the Sandover Premiers and Wooden Spooners. I just wanted to know who you think will get those sort of things, who will be the Bernie Naylor medalist, maybe firstly?
Yeah, well, I think even though he's a fair way behind, I think Josh Smith, I think he's definitely still a chance for it. He tells us all how much he loves a goal and how he won't pass any off, so...
I picked him as well, yeah.
Yeah, I think he still could be the man, so don't quite, don't count him out just yet.
Okay, and how about the Sandover?
Oh, the Sandover. I think last year's winner will be pretty hard to beat again. Rory O'Brien, he's been playing some good footy. But if I had to pick someone from close from East Perth, I'd say probably Sam Butler. How's that? I reckon he might be a big chance for the Sandover. He's played some really good games for us, even though he hasn't played sort of every game, but he's been outstanding for us when he's played. So, yeah, he's my roughie.
And premiers, do you think East Perth this year?
Oh, I'm extremely hopeful.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if we keep improving like we are, then, I'd love to say us, but who knows at this stage, there's still Swans and Subi, they're still playing some good footy and sort of can't count out West Perth, even though I'd like to, but, yeah, they're all still a big chance. For the flag this year.
And Wooden Spooners?
Oh, hard to say. I haven't really had a good look at the ladder, but I think, yeah, I've got no idea, to be honest. I think...
Just been a nice guy.
Yeah.
The competition's too tight to sort of pick one team. That they're all hard games, even though that's a cliche. No, but they are. Yeah.
Now, the Foxtel Cup's coming up. You guys are playing Williamstown. They're fourth on the VFL ladder. You guys have just taken first. This will be a good game compared to the State of Origin game that was a couple of weeks ago. What do you think your odds or your team, what East Perth's odds are against Williamstown?
Hopefully pretty good. I think that we got luckily enough for us the games at Subi, so they'll have to travel. And I think we've got a bye the week before, so we should be nice and fresh. We did play Williamstown in the Foxtel Cup, I think, 3 years ago, and they beat us by about 80 points. So I think we owe them one from there. So we'll be playing our strongest side possible. So we're going in pretty confident and hopefully making the final, yeah.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you then.
Yeah, and you've got South Freo coming up this weekend at Medibank. You obviously pretty confident going into that, having won by 85 points last time. How are the boys feeling?
Yeah, I think we haven't sort of looked too much at them yet this week. We were talking about them a bit tonight. But, yeah, hopefully we keep our form like we did against them last time. And South Fremantle, they're a very dangerous side. They've got some real good players, like Cook and Hams and stuff. So they're a senior player. So if we get on top of them early and, yeah, hopefully continue our momentum this Saturday.
Fantastic. Well, all the best. Thanks very much for joining us, Freddie. Really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Anytime. Thanks.
All right, it is that time again. It's time for tips. We've got a pretty good round this round. The Falcons are versing the Sharks. The Royals are versing South Freo Bulldogs. Peel are versing the Swans. And Subi are versing Demons. Katie, starting off with the Falcons versus the Sharks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be sensible this week, but that means tipping East Fremantle. I think that's Arena Joondalup, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think that the Sharks should win that one.
Yeah, excellent. I'm picking the same. Now, Royals versus the Bulldogs. I personally can't go past the Royals. I think they're going to take this one away.
Yeah, I think they'll be too strong again. Hopefully by a big margin as well, push that percentage up.
Yeah, and then the other two games, I think are pretty clear cut. I'm picking Swans over Peel.
And I'll do the same.
And then Subi versus the Demons.
Subi
as
well.
That's
in Kalgoorlie, I might mention there. Yeah,
yeah, it is. It's good regional style game. Bit of travel for both teams, but it'll still be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Subi for both of us. And that's it for this round for the Monday Waffle. We'll see you next week at the round. That's it for this week's Monday Waffle. We'll see you next week for round 12. And don't forget, keep kicking goals.